Blog Talk Radio.
I'm praying that as you are listening to me right now, that you are safe, striving, and surrounded by love and peace. Guys, I find myself, as usual, in a state of reflection as I walk this journey we call life. For the past year, the storm has raged, the wind has blown, and we have witnessed and experienced the frailty of our existence. However, I come, guys, with good news. Good news. Our God is faithful, and he will see us through it all. Just like those that came before us, we have strength and fortitude to withstand and move on. Move on. Keep moving forward, guys, is the title of today's episode. And I'm going to be speaking from the Bible, Jeremiah 3:33. Chapter 3, verse 33 of Jeremiah, guys, the prophet. So grab a coffee or a tea, smoothie, or an organic juice if you prefer, and just breathe with me for the next 15 minutes as I share, guys, my thoughts, or as we like to call it here, my mental note. I'll be right back with more mental note in just a moment. So guys, I'd like to start by just reading the verse, Jeremiah 33:3. And the verse says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And guys, I have to change. Oh my goodness. It's 33:3, not 3:33. But that's how it's been coming to me, guys, in my thoughts and in my prayers, 3:33. And I just want to share with you. And then, of course, the verse came to me. And I, you know, to be honest with you, I've never really read this verse until the good Lord pointed me towards it. And I have to give you some background so you can understand how I even got there. I think I've mentioned here on the show before just some things that have happened over this past year and a half. You know, my cousin passing away in a car accident. My childhood friend was murdered. And then most recently, a family member of mine, very dear family member, was in the ICU and experienced some health issues. By God's grace, this person is still with us, healthy and thriving. And during that time, you know, here most recently, I really had to rely more than I ever have, just on my faith and my fortitude in God and in what I believe and in how I believe. because you can believe, but you know, how you live really determines what you believe. So it's not only what I believe, it's how I believe. That really helped me through what I've been going through, guys. So, you know, and whenever I feel like I have something to say, that's when I, you know, bring it to you so that hopefully you can gain something from it, because I know that we are all experiencing some level of heartache, pain, loss in our lives. So the good news that I have for you today, guys, and what I'd like to talk about most of all, is just how sometimes when we are at our lowest point, in our darkest days, we have to look for the flicker of light. And I believe that God will, if you call upon him, first you have to call upon him. And when you do, he will lead you to the light. He will guide you to your peace, to your safety, to your strength. He will do all these things, guys, if only you will call upon him. So in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call me. I'm just paraphrasing. Call me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Have you ever been in a situation, guys, where you just couldn't really figure it out? You were going through things, or things were happening in your life, and you really just couldn't figure it out. There was no one you could ask about your particular situation, because it's one or the other thing. Either they hadn't experienced it, or they had, and they wouldn't share with you their experience. So sometimes, you know, if you ask someone something that you're really curious about or that you just need help with, they may share it with you to help you get through it, or they may not. Or either you can ask someone something and they just really don't have the knowledge to share with you. So God said, basically, how I took it and what I got from it and how he has led me to even share this with you is because when I was going through my situation, there was no one I could ask on how to get through it. No one I could ask, have you been in this situation? Did God see you through this? How did you get through this? I had to be silent. I had to be silent and call on God, guys. Silent to people. My mouth was open to God, though. So that is, you know, what I have to share with you is that when there is no one else that you can ask to open your eyes to something, to show you the way, to direct your path, you have to call upon God, and he will answer you. Guys, I'm a witness. He will answer you. He will give you the strength, the peace, the knowledge. He'll show you which way to go and who to answer the phone to and who not to and what to say and when to say and how to say, right? When you're sitting in the hospital room, guys, he'll tell you how to act, when to pray, what to do, every move. Because when my family member was going through that, there was really no one there but me and my family member. And when I say there, meaning in the ICU, guys, because we're going through COVID, so, you know, they only allow one person in the room, right? And that also happened to me back when my cousin passed. I was the only person in the room with him at a particular time, at a particular visit. And I didn't know what to do, what to say, who to talk to about whatever it was. And even when he passed, I just had to be quiet and just talk with God, because I didn't really understand, you know, everything that was going on around him and the situation at that particular time. So I said all of that to say, guys, that the good Lord says that if you call him, he will answer you and he will show you things that are unsearchable, great things that you just don't know. You don't know. We don't know everything. So, you know, it is okay to not know, but it is even better to know who to call upon when you don't know. Guys, I hope that as this year progresses, that the good Lord favors you. The good Lord favors you in ways that you have never even experienced before. That the favor comes from far and wide, unexpected, just for you. That you will see God's face, guys, in everything that you do, you say, you touch, that you will experience God. When I say see God's face, I mean experience him. Experience God. Because there's nothing like that. There's nothing like the peace of God. There's nothing like the strength of God. There's nothing like God's direction. There's nothing like it, guys. So, you know, I'm always, even social media, as it relates to social media, I like social media to a certain degree, but I'm not really a follower. You know, my ego is not that I really expect people to follow me. So, you know, I kind of have a hard time with social media, and I think I've said that before. So, you know, so I said that to say that because I rely so heavily, guys, on God and in my relationship with God, that I don't really seek a lot of direction from just people. And I'm very particular about who I listen to, what I listen to, you know, all of that. That's why I only have 10, you know, 10 people I follow. I'm just exaggerating a little bit, but that's why I don't follow many people, because I'm very particular about that, you know, and because I don't want my brain to absorb everybody's mess, you know what I mean? So I have to be real careful about that, because what we let in is also what we regurgitate. So I hope that this finds you with open minds, open ears, open hearts. And guys, remember, until we speak again, in all things, peace and love. Have a great day.